Hello and welcome to ASI Cast number 171. I'm Richard Marks, ASI's Research Director, and my guest today is Deirdre Thomas, who's Chief Product Officer for Audience Measurement at Nielsen. So welcome, Deirdre.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm delighted to be number 171.
Now, recently, Nielsen built on its recent announcement of a global rollout of Nielsen ONE by expanding its connected TV or CTV measurement of YouTube ads into 11 markets. And we thought this would be a good point to delve a bit deeper into those developments and see how they fit into the wider global momentum towards cross-platform video and wider cross-media measurement. So, firstly, Deirdre, can you talk us through what the new service will provide?
Yeah, absolutely. So we're delighted to be a measurement partner of Google's and have been for a very long time globally. What we just recently announced is an expansion of our measurement of YouTube to include CTV ads in 11 markets around the world. And this is a big step forward. We've measured computer mobile for a long time, but with the growth of streaming, it's critical to, well, YouTube, of course, and also advertisers and agencies to understand their audiences across all screens and all devices. So doing this for Google and for the industry overall is what we're going for there. And ultimately, it doesn't just stop with streaming and other forms of digital, but advertisers and agencies care about the full spectrum, including traditional television sources as well. So the long-term vision is to be able to provide that look cross-platform for the industry.
So effectively, this is widening the measurement you're already doing on portable devices, as in computers, mobile tablets, to include CTVs.
Yep, that's correct.
And what markets is this being rolled out into?
There are 11 of them. And let me make sure I don't miss anyone. So first, the UK. We should start there. So UK, France, Italy, India, South Korea, Germany, Japan, Mexico, Thailand, Indonesia, Philippines, and Australia. And I believe that's 12 if you were counting along.
I was.
Oh,
How
sorry.
are you receiving the data from YouTube? Obviously, there's a lot of talk about privacy and how data is shared between
Yep.
companies. Does it involve virtual IDs or some other approach?
So Google generally, and this is not unique to Nielsen, but Google some years ago announced that all measurement partners or anyone who needed access to ad exposure data on YouTube were going to work in Ads Data Hub, or ADH is what it's known as. They were early trailblazers in the move toward privacy-safe ways of sharing data, both for measurement purposes and others as well. So many years ago, we began working with Google in ADH as our source for Sensix exposure data for ads on YouTube. So we have a robust integration with them to get at that data. And the other unique thing that Nielsen is able to do is we have our own identity spine and panels and such, which enable us to take the information that we can access in ADH and for parts where we have information as well about the consumer, we can use those two things in concert to make sure that we're accurately reporting demographics, co-viewing, et cetera. So just to make it simple, it's ADH is the main source, which is Google's privacy-safe way of sharing their ad data used in concert with Nielsen assets to create the measurement.
Given that there has been some issues in the past around YouTube and other platforms' self-reported data, how do you validate that the information you're getting from YouTube is accurate?
Yeah. So it goes back to that piece of the Nielsen element. And I'll come back to YouTube specifically in a moment, but generally the role of Nielsen and other measurement providers is to be that objective source of truth across different platforms. One, because of the issue of trust, to make sure that what people are getting they can rely on because it's not self-reported. And then the second, of course, is comparability. Because what one might get directly from a YouTube or some other publisher likely would not be apples to apples. You actually need someone to make sense of those things and make them comparable to each other. So that is fundamentally the role of a measurement provider. your question really speaks to the first part, which is how do we make sure that what you're taking in from YouTube is actually representative of the truth? And that's where we bring in our other assets and our other understanding that we uniquely have of, okay, what actually goes on in this market? And what do we understand the baseline to be? And how do we work with the census data and with that other knowledge of the market together to make sure that we can have faith and trust in what the census data from YouTube. And the other piece is, particularly in the US and other markets, we seek very much to have audits so that there's, yet another objective party that's looking at what we do and how we do it to make sure that it is up to snuff.
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting as things evolve. There are parallels, strangely, with the old print industry, in that you used to have readership surveys, but you'd also have circulation, which was effectively their equivalent of census data. And that needed to be verified for use as well, but then would be an input into calculating things like readers per copy when compared with the audience data. So it's interesting that this isn't necessarily, it's a brave new world, but it does follow sometimes the way in which we used to do things back in the days of audited Bureau of Circulation in the UK and things like that.
I love that analogy. The more things change, the more they stay the same. And I think you're hitting on two things that are true today. There's census data in concert with some sort of panel or some sort of other understanding that you can use together to create accurate measurement. And then the other is that need for measurement, right? Like you have to actually validate that big data in some way to tie it back to reality. So it's funny, we can think about print as antiquated, but the principles are still the same in the media industry.
Yeah, you need the person's data to make sense of the census data, absolutely. You plan to include, obviously, mobile computer and CTV TV data. What plans are there to include other linear TV data? Because presumably that would be a big objective for users to compare how YouTube is adding to their linear TV campaigns.
Yeah, absolutely. So it depends a little bit by market because, and the reason we're starting with three screen computer, mobile, CTV is that's really within Google and Nielsen's partnership control because we have those data elements and can create that. The linear piece varies by market because of the different JIC structure and who's providing linear measurement in a given market. So to take that look, that second step and bring in the linear piece. Will vary and depend on the relationship and the partnership we're able to provide with another company or a JIC, if those are the ones driving the linear measurement in that market. Or in some cases, if Nielsen is the linear provider, of course, that is more directly in our control and we can take that step. It's unique in international markets. It's not something that we have in the US where we started with this with Google because Nielsen is the provider for linear in the television. So it really depends on what the nature of linear measurement provision is in each one.
Yeah, I mean, international measurement has always been an interesting mix of own services, JICs and MOCs, and various ways of organizing and accessing the data. What timeline are you looking at for? I think some of this is actually launching later this year, isn't it?
We're launching UK will be our first market and we're rolling out from there. And we're doing it as quickly as we can. There's a real need for this and we are proud and delighted to be YouTube's partner for it. So we're going as quickly as we can. And as you said, it starts imminently.
How does this fit into the wider Nielsen ONE Ads initiative? I guess it might be worth reminding our listeners what Nielsen ONE is, because it tends to crop up primarily with a US focus, but it is very much an international product, isn't it? What's the end game for Nielsen ONE?
Yeah, it 100% is a global product suite. And thank you for letting me step back and define it. So when I talk about Nielsen ONE, I'm talking about our global audience measurement cross-platform product suite. And it's comprised of three core modules or capabilities. One is Nielsen ONE Ads. And what Nielsen ONE Ads does is provide deduplicated audience measurement, reach, and frequency across a campaign. That's what we've been talking about so far about what we're enabling with YouTube and CTV. That's a critical use case because publishers need it to help sell ads and demonstrate what it is that they delivered as they're part of the campaign. And agencies and advertisers need that to understand how their campaign performed across the different publishers and how they could better optimize and such. So that's ads. That is global. With Nielsen One with computer and mobile, Nielsen One ads with computer and mobile is available globally in all the markets where we provide measurement of computer mobile ads. You access that Nielsen via our Nielsen One user interface. The second piece is Nielsen One content, which is looking at the content that we actually come for, which is more than the ads, and understanding how that performed across different platforms. So it brings together linear with streaming and other forms of digital to provide a unique audience and impressions for a given piece of content, regardless of where it aired. And we actually blazed the path for that internationally. Very often Nielsen will start US and go outward to the rest of the world. With Nielsen One content, we launched that first in Denmark and then in Thailand, and we have it in alpha in the United States as well, where a select number of clients are working with it, providing us feedback, and we'll make that generally available, a little bit further down the road. And then the third piece is planning. Planning is critical to both the ads ecosystem and the content ecosystem because it allows people to understand the landscape of where people are spending time and what happens if you shift focus from here to there. So there's a planning capability as well, which is, fueled by measurements of ads and content and helps people make decisions about where they want to spend their money. So that's Nielsen One overall. It absolutely is global, and the rollout varies a bit depending on the market, but it's 100% our global product, audience measurement product suite.
Yeah, you mentioned I think Denmark being the first country, which actually a paper from Denmark won best paper at our conference in November.
I should have mentioned that. We were so proud.
But we'll put a link to it in the show notes, and people can see the video of the presentation.
Excellent.
And
Excellent.
Download the charts of that so they can see how Denmark was the canary in the coal mine, as the expression goes, for the international rollout of Nielsen One. Going even wider than Nielsen One, how does all this fit, do you think, inside the WFA's cross-media North Star, which is initially cross-platform video, but beyond that has aspirations to be effectively all cross-media? And then related to that, the open source Project Halo guidelines that are in place for combining data across platforms and reach and frequency and things like that. How does that fit within that? Is that part of it or an alternative to it? Or
it's not part of it, but what I do think is the principles of what both are satisfying is the same need. It's cross-platform, cross-media understanding of audiences. And what Nielsen is doing is pursuing that to satisfy those needs in the ways I've described before with those methodologies. But we also value and stay engaged with the industry bodies that are sending the voice of what customers need and what the industry wants, and making sure that we are working toward that same goal, and where it makes sense to partner if that's the practical way and the best way for the market to go forward with that. But right now, I would say these are parallel efforts with, an openness to see what actually makes sense and what best serves the industry.
I mean, taking a specific example, you mentioned that UK is one of the first markets, if not the first market, to use the new CTV data. But I'm just wondering, how does that align with Project Origin, which has also recently announced link-ups with CTV providers, and obviously has YouTube as a key backer in the UK Project Origin?
So with Origin, I think one of the key differentiators is, as my understanding is, Origin intends to not work with Barb for the linear portion of that. And as we're working in the UK, our hope is to partner with Barb to provide four-screen measurement via Nielsen ONE. So I think that's one key differentiation. And also, I think Origin is building its own panel without Barb to do that combination work. And that's not really the path we're on right now. We're working with Barb on this. You know, but as I said before, what's important to us is making sure we're best serving our clients in our industry. And, you know, as Origin progresses, makes progress, you know, scales, we'll of course stay in touch with that and see what role we should be playing. But right now we're pursuing the path that we're on, which is more parallel. It's kind of the same answer as the WFA, which makes sense because I think Origin is sort of a local UK implementation of those principles.
Yeah, in theory, it's a pilot project, but it is a full scale, or planning to be a full scale service in the UK. So your launch later this year is planning to incorporate Barb for the linear element.
When we can get there, yeah. So what we talked about with Google is, you know, 3-screen ultimately bringing it to 4-screen, and yes, our vision is for that 4-screen measurement to be via the official currency in any given market, which in the UK is Barb.
Mm. Well, the timing is quite good because we've got our annual conference in November, which I think people by now know is taking place in Venice, in Italy. So hopefully you'll have some results from at least one of the countries that you can share with us so we can see how you're combining across CTV and other platforms, and also some of the results, perhaps from some campaigns that you've been running, if that's possible. So we look forward to that. If the timing works, people may well be listening to this later in the year as a result, as well as now, as we get into the pre-publicity for the conference. But in the meantime, thanks for joining us, Deirdre.
Thank you. And we'd be honored to have the opportunity to share how this is going at that conference. And I know I'm booked up to go and my husband's quite jealous. So I'll look forward to seeing you guys there.
Excellent. See you there. Thanks. All right.
Thanks so much.